Welcome to the Mindful Medicina Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanette Daniels. I'm a naturopathic medical doctor on a mission to inspire a renewed confidence in the intelligence of the human body. And joining the conversation today is my friend and colleague, Janelle Hartman, lymphatic and colon hydrotherapist, esteemed yoga teacher of teachers, and the co-producer of this show. According to the Merck Manual, which is the world's best-selling medical textbook, human parasites are organisms that live on or in a person and derive nutrients from that person, its host. According to this manual, there are three types of parasites: single-cell organisms, such as protozoa, multicellular helminths, such as worms, and ectoparasites that live on rather than in the body, and that would include scabies and lice. In our discussion today, we expand our understanding of the word parasite to include anything that lives off of our nutrients and our vitality. But humans house much more than the above-mentioned parasitic types. Frequent and chronic unwanted guests also include candida, mold, and bacteria such as Lyme. An estimated 500 to 1,000 species of bacteria exist in the human body at any one time. Because the human microbiome is highly personalized, understanding the relevance of the differing microbiota between individuals is confounded by the uniqueness of an individual's microbiome. No one person's microbiome is the same. Our microbiome is changeable and complex, especially given we migrate more freely than our ancestors and spray our food in skies. It's been estimated that somewhere between 10 to 100 trillion commensal bacteria occupy our gastrointestinal tract, which is to say that some bacteria support human health when in range, so the last thing we want to do today is create any fear or germ phobia. Instead, today we aim to expose the parasites that are pathological to our life force, not the good guys. It's postulated that at the end of the day, we're only 10% human when it comes to cellular makeup. Who do you think is actually running the show? While we're busying ourselves conducting matters out in the world, we have an entire ecosystem managing our inner world, including our mental health, our personality, cravings, and physical well-being. Worms, heavy metals, and candida seem to be interconnected. For example, if you have chronic parasites, worms, or yeast infections, you are probably contending with a concomitant heavy metal burden. On the flip side, if you know you have a heavy metal toxicity, you likely have higher loads of candida, parasites, and worms. There appears to be a symbiotic relationship at play. When detoxifying from one, you need to address all three. Heavy metals lower immunity, making it harder for your body to fight off parasites and candida, but parasites and candida also feed on heavy metals. Parasites can also use metals to hide, leaving it challenging for the immune system to find them. While candida is considered parasitic in nature, its consumption of metals can be protective for us as it consumes mercury, preventing this heavy metal from entering the bloodstream. So, if you have chronic yeast infections, you likely have a mercury overload. If you have found yourself making a concerted effort to clear the candida overgrowth, only to find yourself feeling sicker, it's likely you're contending with a higher mercury burden. Again, cleansing requires you clean up all three. Parasites of all kinds have one goal: to convince you they're not there. All over the world, people do routine parasite cleanses, but not so much in North America. We deworm our pets, but not ourselves. Why is that? The fallacy is in believing that parasites are a problem in developing countries. Removing obstacles to cure is the first step or stage in the therapeutic order of healing. It's a naturopathic philosophical principle to treat the cause first. The cause must be identified and removed, and parasites know that. Kim Rogers of Rogers Hood Apothecary, who is also known as the Worm Queen affectionately, she is here today to shed light on why parasite cleansing is a must for everyone, even in this country. She will go over some symptoms and conditions associated with parasite infections, how and what ways we're being exposed to them, and which herbs she uses in her formulas to eradicate and manage our daily exposure so that we may be the healthiest versions of ourselves. Now, we know that this topic may leave you feeling icky and itchy, but as we say around these parts, better out than in. Kim Rogers of Rogers Hood Apothecary, also known as the Worm Queen, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
We are super grateful for your time and your experience around the topic that we're going to dive into today. As a naturopathic medical doctor, one of the big reasons I wanted to bring you on today is because in natural medicine, we have seven components or stages of healing, or which is what we call the therapeutic order. And the very first one is remove obstacles to health. So with that said, we find it very important that we are removing parasites, toxic bacteria, and any other microbes that are disturbing our well-being. So first and foremost, removing these obstacles to health. So we thought it would be perfect that we would bring you on today to go into this important, important first stage of healing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And as you know, like our background is in colon hydrotherapy, and we're both trained in lymphatic as well. And that's another example of kind of opening up pathways, getting things out of the way so the body can operate with its natural intelligence.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But they like hold you to it in the lymphatic system. Like they're in there just causing havoc mm-hmm. in our lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. So it's so hard to like get your drainage pathway open when you have parasites. Mm-hmm. It's difficult because they cause so much inflammation in our body. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we also know that you've been in the medical fields as well. Could you go into a little bit about your history and your experience in medicine, and then tell us how you got into parasite cleansing and then ultimately creating your own parasite cleanse?
Oh, it's been a journey, man. Okay, so thank you guys for having me so much. I love doing podcasts and talking all these things. It's a miss in our society. It's so sad, but I feel like as we're all coming together, this isn't going to be deworming, won't be so taboo, right? Mm-hmm. So I've been in the medical field since 2004. I have an associate's in medical specialties and a bachelor's in healthcare management. And then I ran 25 healthcare colleges and I was a professor. I wrote some books on healthcare and the anatomy. And, I just graduated with my bachelor's in 2014 and I got really sick in 2015. And my health started to decline rapidly. We didn't know what was going on with me. I had stage 4 endometriosis and I had all the surgeries. I had a hysterectomy and my health still wasn't doing well. And so my husband and I decided to really start to like dig in and find out what was going on with me. And so we basically dedicated our life to that, to find out how to heal me. And so one of the things that I found out in the process of that is that I had Cryptosporidium parvium, pinworms, and roundworm. And I had had it prior, but it got exacerbated because of worms in my water in Hoodsport, Washington. Mm-hmm. So that's where the journey kind of started. Mm-hmm. My husband and I were building a log home. We had bought some property, our recreational property that we ended up moving out to full time because we couldn't afford a one income household here in the state of Washington. It's so expensive. And so we moved out there and that's where the water is contaminated. So it just really exacerbated my symptoms out there. Mm-hmm. And I have mental health issues. I have really bad anxiety and PTSD. And so I'm always looking for like a way to help with that. And I couldn't lose any weight. So I went on TikTok. And one of the videos on TikTok was about a dewormer. And they said, I can't believe I almost offed myself over worms. And I was like, oh my God, I thought I had worms before. I thought I had pinworms. And my doctors all said, no. I thought sometimes my surgery, my endometriosis looked like worms. It was all oblique. And now I kind of know what everything looks like. So I've gone back and looked and I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, you could see things in there when they were doing surgery. And then I'm like, okay, well, if this chick, going back to the chick, if this chick dewormed and she felt better, like maybe I'll try it. Mm. And so sure enough, within 3 days, I saw flukes, pinworms, roundworm. I mean, it was like a graveyard in my toilet.
Wow.
And so I thought that I would, you know, do a humorous video. And within 2 hours, 1 million people viewed that video. It literally shut my phone off. It shut my TikTok down. Yeah. Like, it was so viral in those moments. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, what's happening here? And yeah, that was 3 years ago. We've been doing this every day since, talking about deworming, talking about parasites, talking about a root cause. And just really getting down to the nitty gritty of my own health while recording it for other people to learn from and to also find out what was wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you had mentioned that you were very, very ill from these things. And even so much as to having a near-death experiencing and realizing that this is your purpose and this is why you're here. And sometimes we do undergo health conditions so that we can help manage and guide people through the same issues, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where we're at now with it. Everything that I've found out and has been exposed. So January 3rd of 2021 is what you're talking about. I was trying to get off of my Klonopin. I got off too fast. And now I know that, whatever happened to me on that day kind of opened up and made me realize that I had parasites, mold. I actually have chronic Lyme, which I found out the 26th of December that I have chronic Lyme. Mm. And so all of these things have opened it up for me to like, better understand my body and understand my health to then, you're right, guide other people to help them. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing. Like the first, so when I started going viral on TikTok, I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm going viral on a topic that I can literally talk about, you know, where some people go viral and like, that's it. They have like a one video and done. Mm-hmm. And I thought, no, I can talk about candida. I can talk about worms. I can do green screens. Like I can bring the audience as like they're my students because I was a professor. It was my favorite job ever. So I can go in and I can make my videos be educational and fun at the same time in order for people to really pay attention, to learn, and to want to be their own patient advocate. Because you can go on here and you can talk about poop and you can talk about all these things, but if it's not fun, no one's going to sit and listen to you. So I just try and bring the fun into my videos.
Yes. And that's important because it's a topic that is squeamish for a lot of people. My preference is better out than in, but a lot of people actually don't want to hear about it. Don't want to think about it. Don't want to look at it. And so if you can bring some light to the topic, I think that's important because you are sort of talking about something that has been repressed in this country. Talking about parasites is not in mainstream medicine.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's not. Western medicine countries don't talk about this. They think that because we're a first world country, that this could never happen to us. And I had heard it when I thought I had parasites before. I thought I had pinworms before. There's no way. Well, yeah, actually, there is a big way. And it's like the truth because we're eating the same produce as, say, like Mexico. Mexico deworms. They know they need to deworm. They know their water isn't great. They know it's in the soil. They know it's in produce. but they still deworm and they teach their people how to do it. Like you can go get a synthetic pill. You do it twice a year or with symptoms. Some countries, like in Mexico, it's required to do it prior to doing any sporting activity because pinworms are like lice of the butt. Like they get in and then everyone catches them. Everybody can catch a pinworm. Mm-hmm. And so why not like make it so your body's so inhospitable that if you do get around it or you do eat something that is questionable, which we all do, that you're not going to have them settle inside of you, causing this chronic illness. They cause inflammation. And so we're all overweight. We all have mass inflammation. And so, you know, if you're able to get in there and really make your body so they don't want to stay in you, then you're going to have a much more healthy life. And that's like the goal for all of us. I'm never trying to fear monger when I'm talking on my social media platforms. I'm only trying to teach the people how to do this. And that's why I created the kit. Because I was sitting there talking about other people's products on all of my videos, and I would spend 8-9 hours a day talking about another company's product. And when I reached out to the other companies and I asked them to divulge the ingredients, please advise me what the natural ingredients are. Please advise me what your why you're using caramel coloring in your dewormer. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't tell me and they wouldn't tell me. And I'm like, that's not really fair. Like we're all trying to be the healthiest, most natural we can be. And mm-hmm. you're not willing to tell me what is in your cleanse. And so that's how Parify got started.
Yeah. And I like that your products are third-party tested for metals and microbes. So that's really great. I have a very interesting question because I have tested for worms, parasites, et cetera, several times. And I also have tested patients using the GI map. My question to you is, do you find that the testing kits are equal across the board? Because my experience has been that every time I test anyone who I suspect has parasites or worms, it always comes back negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will too, in a lot of aspects. There's a few reasons why. I don't use LabCorp for any testing, nor do I tell people to go to LabCorp because they're just not trained. They don't understand it. And I know personally how they don't understand it because I professionally trained lab techs. So I have like that behind the scenes understanding of why. And so when all of this was happening to me, I actually send my stool to a company called parasites.org. They're in Arizona, and then they send your sample out to Mexico. And so Mexico knows how to test. Vets, they know how to test. Like for some reason, we just don't in Western medicine. And so I actually did a sample of my stool to LabCorp, and then I did the same sample to parasites.org, and I got my results that came back with crypto, and Jeremy had Dfragiles and roundworm, and LabCorp was negative. And so it just showed me on my own like personal scientific experiment there that the knowledge in which has been provided to these lab techs, which are sometimes just 20-year-olds, no offense, but they're just starting out. They don't know what they're looking for. And you get 3 minutes to look at the stool. And there's so many things that come with that issue of only 3 minutes. Not just the 3 minutes, but when the patient is gathering the sample, they're not being told to refrigerate the sample. And so whatever they're pulling out of their stool and putting in there is going to possibly be dead by the time it gets to the lab. So there's just that one little section that could cause an issue with positive or negative tests. The other one is we're only advising patients to take a stool sample. But in reality, we should be advising them to do 4 days of sampling and do them in 2 different stages. So when you go poop, you scoop only half of the container full of poop. And for sample one, sample two is the second day, only fill half. Day three should go back into that first one that had day one and now day three. And then the second one should have day 2 and 4. And then refrigerate them But by the time they get to the lab, though, it's not a priority to that lab. So again, it's sitting. Mm-hmm. So your stool could sit up to like 2 weeks before it even gets looked at. Yeah. What's really living in there anymore for 2 weeks? And if the lab tech doesn't know what it's looking for, if they don't know how to identify a stool sample with parasites in it, they've never done that before, they don't have an example, then what, you know, you just wasted all of your time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of false negatives, it sounds like, just between collecting and then just the lab technicians not really taking the time to be able to thoroughly look or even get to the samples. So,
but well, wait, one more thing. What's wild about that is that you don't need a positive test to do a parasite cleanse. You don't need to have any positive test. If you have all the symptoms, or if this is just something that you want to do seasonally, you should. Because we're exposed every day, we're exposed in our water. Like I've tested 75% of our country's water. Well, 100% of our country, like all different places, and 75% of it came back positive for nematodes because we don't test our water for nematodes in this country. They're in our produce. They're in our meat if you eat sushi. So you should be putting this into your every 3 months, you know, at 3 to 4 times a year. I say do it or with symptoms. And then what I do is I'll do a main cleanse for 30 days. And then over the full moon, I'll do 3 days before the full moon and then 2 days after the full moon. So I do like a spot check. And then I also bring my tinctures with me when I travel because I try and not eat raw produce because that's where they really like to live, is on our produce and microscopically. And you don't know how they're cleaning their produce when you go out. So really, this should just be a good practice that we're all doing every single chance we get, specifically because they create so much chronic illness. Mm-hmm.
And could you give us the differentiation between parasites versus worms for the listeners? What examples would there be of parasites versus what worms could we be eradicating or eliminating with the product that you have?
So with parasites, it's things like Giardia, Defragiles, Cryptosporidium parvium, which is in a lot of contaminated water, and they're microscopic. So with parasites, you're not going to see them. They do have to be seen under a microscope. And with nematodes, which are worms, those are physical worms, they start out microscopically, but then they grow into physical worms like tapeworm, flatworm, roundworm, pinworms. Whipworm, hookworm. Hookworm is huge because it creates anemia. So if you have anemia, you should be deworming because you more than likely, not medical advice, have hookworm that you probably caught from walking barefoot outside, which we're supposed to ground, but like they live in the soil and they're smarter than us. They're stealthy. They steal our nutrients, like up to 90% of them. So while you're going to test or thinking about doing a parasite cleanse, you're not everyone's going to see physical worms. I saw physical worms because I saw flukes and I had pinworms, but after I did not see physical worms anymore, but I still tested positive for amoeba. So, you know, but that's just because that's microscopic. So there's so many variants of what we could be doing. And Candida is a parasite. Mm. Parasite is anything that lives off the host. So if they're stealing from you, then it's a parasite.
Mm-hmm. And do these things, there's an interesting connection with heavy metals. Could you talk about that a little bit, this interaction between the two?
So because parasites can just basically chill in your system and just steal your nutrients, they absorb up to 6 times their weight. And they can do that with viruses, heavy metals, spores, which is what happened with me. I was living in mold and they were eating my spores. And then when I released them, I didn't have a binder at the time because that wasn't something that was like really talked about. I learned that while I was going through my own deworming scenarios on TikTok. But they can hold on to things and store them in their body. And then the heavy metals weight it down. So it's even harder to remove a parasite or a worm from your body unless you bring in a heavy metal detox herb, which is what we did with Metal Flush. I brought in cilantro. Cilantro and the way that we extract the medicine from the plant allows the body to absorb the cilantro, removing the heavy metals, and then that releases that parasite. And then you've got wormwood and Oregon grapefruit that comes in and removes the parasite after the heavy metals have been lifted from it. And same with spores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like there's a symbiosis between mold, metals, parasites, bacteria, and they're all collaborating together. And to treat one is just a piece of the puzzle. It sounds like you really need a full course meal in treatment.
Yeah. And the reason why I picked the herbs that I picked, and I'm so glad you ladies did my kit. It's so like just overall, it just feels, you feel lighter. When I was picking the herbs, I went in and I realized that herbs have a frequency, just like the ailment that you're trying to alleviate also has a frequency. So it's similar to when you go and you watch an opera singer and they break that glass. It's because when they're singing, their voice gets to the same frequency as that glass and then it shatters. So if you envision you bringing those herbs into your body to go in and remove that same frequency, that's what we're doing with the Parify kit. And that's what you do actually with all herbs and medications. But in specifically, because I went through such tough cleanses on camera, it was one of the hardest things I've done was actually like be on camera every day while going through die-offs, while trying to figure out, well, die-offs, what do you do for them? Because binders wasn't, it's not a thing in Western medicine. You don't talk about charcoal in life unless someone's overdosed, unless someone has alcohol poisoning. And then you come in and you give them mass amounts of charcoal, not like this micro dose of charcoal, right? Mm-hmm. So I just took all of the ailments that I had throughout my cleansing. I had heart palpitations. I had chest pain. I had breakouts. I'm like, well, what herb could I put into this cleanse in order for those things to not happen? I knew that I probably was going to have some viruses drop in my system, which I did. I have CMV and EBV, which I had tested before and I had tested negative for them. And all of a sudden I did a parasite cleanse and I tested positive. So what herb could go in and remove the bacteria, remove candida, remove viruses while you're cleansing? So I was like, usnea. Like usnea is my favorite. It's on my property.
The lungs of the forest.
Yes, I went because I lived in, well, I don't live there now. I live in Seattle now, but we still have our home in Hoodsport. We're literally Tuesday, we're getting our final. But I had it all around me. Every herb I needed was all around me. So I just took that and I was like, all right, we're going to remove this. They're going to drop these viruses. How do we sweep those out?
Now, Kim, usnea, that beautiful kind of bearded moss that hangs from the tree. It's so mystical. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. I'm curious. Can you talk about herbs versus synthetics like fabendazole mm-hmm. and ivermectin?
So is great for physical. Most, again, going back to the philosophy in your mind that you're doing a symphony of frequency, right? You're bringing that into your body. So specific synthetic medications are designed to just target those frequencies. So it's designed to just target tapeworm or roundworm. So when you're taking a synthetic medication, which I also take them, I do it a couple of times a year just to make sure I get good and clean because I do not want to go back to the way I used to be health-wise. So I also feel that it's important to have those on board in life. But when you're taking them, it's targeting a specific thing. And it's not targeting everything. And you have to come in and clean up behind. So when you remove, when you're dropping these parasites out of the system, they're dropping eggs. They want their lineage to keep going. So you're going in and you're killing the adult and then they're dropping the eggs. So when you take a synthetic, when are you coming back in behind to clean up the eggs? Mm-hmm. They're creating another cycle.
Yeah.
You're trying remove it. So what I've done personally, and I always bring this back to me just because I don't want to give the medical advice, you know, what I've done is I'll do herbs and then I do a synthetic and then I come back behind and I do herbs because herbs are like a broad spectrum antiparasitic. Mm-hmm. Oregon grapefruit removes multiple different parasites and physical worms. Then you bring like sustains my favorite tincture. You bring in peppermint and it helps with small intestines worms. So like, you know, you're bringing in all these things, but if you have something that's tough and you need a heavy hitter, then you bring in the synthetics. Mm-hmm. Our bodies don't know how to always process synthetics. And when you are given a synthetic, you still have to do a binder. You still need to do that support. Just because you're coming in with that synthetically driven antiparasitic, it doesn't mean that it's ridding your body of everything. And in fact, it can stir other things up, which with something like Ivor, because I'm on social media, we don't say that full word. it actually, people that have EBV need to be very, very careful. It can cause conflict in your chest with EBV and Ivor.
Do they know the mechanism of action on that or what the relationship is?
The
anecdotal responses people are having, huh?
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I had a terrible, terrible time on Ivor. And I realized now, and I've talked to my natural doctor about it, and she was like, well, yeah, you shouldn't take that with Epstein-Barr. And I'm like, oh, well. And I was in active Epstein-Barr at the time, which I didn't know. I was just like, Jeremy's like, that's my husband. Get rid of it all, Kim. He's like, we're just going to keep doing this until we get rid of it. I'm like, oh, my God, babe.
Well, I want to go into what's in your whole entire kit. You've got several, and we'll go through each of those a little bit. But first, I wanted to ask, what are some symptoms or signs that someone might have infection with parasites or worms?
So grinding of the teeth is a big one. Insomnia, because they're nocturnal, so they like to keep you up while they stay up, and then you sleep during the day. Sugar cravings after 7 p.m., or just sugar cravings in general, because they run off of sugar, they run off sugar. IBS, IBD, so constipation and severe diarrhea. My biggest one was I couldn't lose weight no matter how hard I tried. I was just kind of stuck in a lull. And that's kind of what started making me really dig into more of my health issues than what I had already been, had already dug into. And, you know, overall, like that not worthy feeling of yourself. For me, when I'm ready to cleanse, I feel not worthy. And they do that because they don't want you to get rid of them. They want to stay alive, and they know they feel you, like they can tell because they're alive and they're in you, creating this symbiotic relationship, right? Like they want to control you. And it just sounds so sci-fi, but it's the way that they are. And they liked to create that chaos in your life, energetically as well physically.
I'm wondering, getting a little philosophical here, do you feel like that's reflected in the people around us and our friendships? Do you feel like the frequency of the parasites inside and the type of relationships that we have may correspond?
Absolutely. 100%. You know, I know you guys know about toxoplasmosis, but maybe think about it in like a different way when I explain the story.
This is the cat poop one, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in order for toxo to make it to the next stage, it does have to be eaten by a cat. So it starts in the mouse. The mouse is afraid of a cat, but the mouse loses the inhibition to be afraid of that cat because of toxoplasmosis. Toxoplasmosis makes that cat or makes that mouse go cuddle to the cat so it gets eaten. Once the mouse is eaten, the next stage of toxoplasmosis starts in the cat's gut. And then the cat poops it out. And it's alive when it's being pooped out. And everybody's been told, don't scoop poop when you're pregnant. But you don't have to be pregnant to catch toxo. And I always thought, oh, that's the only way you can catch toxo. No, you can catch toxo any way you want. You know, like the cat's poop is what causes it. And then so you scoop that poop and then you get toxo. And toxo causes you to not think clearly. It will cause you to pick, like, you could have no issues at all with fear, no issues at all with having sex with just crazy different partners. Like, honestly, it's a game changer when you think about how that one little parasite takes the mouse, makes the cat eat the mouse. The mouse should be afraid of that cat, but not anymore because of toxo. And then you get toxo, and then all of a sudden your inhibitions are done. Like you can just do anything.
Yeah, your frontal cortex takes a hike.
My 20s have just flashed before my eyes.
Like, no wonder I keep picking bad partners.
Well, you know what's wild about it is that they did testing on people that died in crotch rocket accidents. And like almost all of them came back.
We're talking about like one of those motorcycles, like those 80s looking motorcycles.
Oh shit. Yes.
Okay.
They because the toxoplasmosis made them fearless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I hate sugar. I hate it. But I eat it when I'm like, oh, the candida's flared. We actually say, oh, the candida is fully active today.
It's like, no, you really don't want this sugar. I'm telling you, you don't. The candida wants it.
Wow.
Yeah. We just blame the candida.
Who's the boss here? Candida's like, no, not the stevia again. We're out of here. Okay. So, so Lens, can we go into, some of your amazing herbs that you're using? You've got a Parify, a Sustain, a Metal Flush, a Cinnabin, and a Fulvic Acid Foot Soak. And so, you know, of course, Janelle and I have done your, kits, totally the full thing, the full shebang. And we'll go into what our experience was, in a little bit, but yeah, can you go over what's in the Parify and why you're using each of those herbs?
So Parify has wormwood, black walnut hull, clove, garlic, hawthorn. And I specifically picked hawthorn because a lot of people have tapeworms and just don't even know it. They say statistically it's like 3 out of 5 people. And it also helps with heart health, which I had a lot of heart palpitations as well as like angina pain. Then I ended up in the emergency room while I was on my first parasite cleanse. So I just really wanted to bring in an herb that kind of helped with those symptoms and lowering your cholesterol, just really assisting while you're taking the herb. It should have like multiple different benefits, right? Like you don't just take one thing for one specific benefit. And so I brought in the hawthorn for that. And then clove helps with inflammation as well as eggs. So does black walnut hull. Wormwood helps expel worms. Garlic helps expel worms. And then all of the additional benefits in each of those herbs. Then sustain is usnea, Oregon grapefruit, and peppermint. And it's my favorite tincture. Love them all, but this one's my fave. Oregon grapefruit helps with inflammation. It also helps curb your appetite. And usnea used to be in a form of a synthetic called usnic acid, which helped people lose weight. And then also peppermint helps with calming the digestion down the digestive tract, as well as expelling small intestinal worms. But I brought in Oregon grapefruit and usnea together specifically because I don't want them to be fed, the parasites and the worms, while you're doing it. And you have unusual cravings while you're deworming because they're dying and they're like, no, I don't want to die. Eat this sugar, eat this meat, eat the fish, because then they get strength and then they can fight back. So I brought those herbs in specifically for that reason. And then when we first started deworming the world with our Parify kit, we actually didn't use Metal Flush. That came about 6 months after we made the first kit. We originally had Red Artist, which actually is like sold out half the time because we foraged that, my husband and I do. And then we had Gutty, which I like Gutty. It's a mucoid plaque cleanse. But I started to like go back and research my own parasite cleanse. And I realized that you got to remove those heavy metals somehow, and you have to support your liver while doing it. And it's sometimes painful to deworm. So I brought in Metal Flush with willow bark, which is for pain relief. You've got cilantro, which is for metal detoxing, burdock root, which helps with your liver, dandelion root helps with your liver. A lot of us have liver flukes, And so we're trying to repair while we're killing. You can't do kill all the time. You do have to come in and do like supplemental assistance as well. So, mm-hmm. And then with cinnamon, which is our binder, it has Ceylon cinnamon, which helps with inflammation, as well as if you do get rid of some of the spores, Ceylon cinnamon, which is real cinnamon, actually can go in and help sweep away the spores. So, and then charcoal, coconut activated charcoal, which is a binder and helps bind the toxins that are being released from the parasites and the worms while you're killing them off. You need to go in and bind all of it so that it doesn't come out your skin like mine did, doesn't come out your pee like mine did. We're really trying to have it really come out of your poop. No eyes, no ears, no nose, no mouth, which they do. But you really are trying to do your best to not have that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that cinnamon is important for the Herxheimer reactions, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. The die-offs that are going to come because you're killing something off in your body. So it's going to die. That's why we call them die-offs, because you're killing something in your body and then they're releasing all these toxins. So your body's doing like four things at once while you're killing something off. It's trying to remove what's dying in your body by protecting you with headaches, and they're peeing and pooping in your body. They're also releasing toxins while they're dying that they held onto in their bodies, again, six times the normal weight they can hold on to. So you're really trying. I have a cool video I'm going to post this week showing the actual, what it looks like under a microscope when you kill it off. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
It's so cool, man. I wish we were doing video I could show you. So while, and it literally shows how the parasite opens up and all those toxins are released. It's the coolest ever.
Oh my God.
Killed under a microscope.
Heavy metal soundtrack.
Oh yeah.
So metal.
Just hold on. I got a headbang. Boom, boom, boom. Okay. But yeah, so when you've got this die-off of these microbes, we'll just call them microbes, parasites, et cetera, you've got your immune system is responding. If it was sleeping, it's awake now. And you mm-hmm. start having a release of these inflammatory cytokines, interleukin 6 and interleukin 8. And this is where the inflammation, also tumor necrosis factor alpha, which is a whole microbiology course and unto itself. But you're getting this inflammatory response and hence the headache and et cetera. And I definitely had headache doing this, prone to migraines and headaches. So the binder is really super critical. So an important part of this. So I think it's really important that when someone is doing a parasite cleanse, that they do have all the parts that you have going on here, because yes, the parasites are consuming metals. So if you are, say, for example, you just do a metal cleanse, which we know a lot of people will do heavy metal cleanses, right? But mm-hmm. they haven't done anything with the parasites that are consuming the metals. So now the parasites are pissed because they're hungry. And then the same thing with the candida. The candida is also consuming heavy metals. So it's like you really do need to starve everybody out. You need to kill everything off at the same time because, like I said before, this is all a symbiotic situation happening here. There's a book called 10% Human, and it talks about how we're only 10% DNA, right? So mm-hmm. going back to what you were saying is that, like, in some part, what you think and what you feel and how you behave is secondary to the microbiome and the parasites and the metals and the candida that are all in orchestra, basically conducting you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it totally is wild that like, we don't do this. Yeah. In society here.
Mental health factor.
Yeah.
My God.
The mental health part of this for me, because I do talk about my mental health a lot because I try and normalize it the best I can with people. I had no contact with my family for 7 years. And I, at Christmas, I decided I was in Nevada and I decided to show up at their door. And It's because my mental health is clear and because my brain fog is gone and because this is who I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be angry. I'm not supposed to be regretful. I'm not supposed to do all of those things. And, you know, I showed up and I apologized and they apologized. And like, we have like the best relationship we've ever had. Mm. And I feel like all of this contributed to that. My Lyme, my parasites, my mold, because I had mold. I had Aspergillus niger poisoning from our travel trailer while we were building our log home. Like all of these things contributed. And they're just things that like are so simple that could be fixed if I had a good practitioner at the time or if I knew, right? Because like I didn't know either. So I can't blame everyone around me because I need to be my own advocate. At the end of the day, I have to go lay down with myself, not talking to my family for 7 years, not feeling my highest self, like not feeling these things. I have to take accountability for that because that's what it looks like to be not eaten up by all of these environmental toxins.
Mm. Yeah. And it's near impossible to avoid all of it. Right. And so that's what necessitates the quarterly parasite cleanses, right? Because we have to live in the world. And so, I mean, I have patients from other countries that have requested from me to order them a parasite medication, because they do this back in Russia quarterly, right? But I've never had anyone from the States ask me for one. So, you know, and we'll order a CBC, a blood cell count, and we'll look at the, eosinophils, right? Yep. To look for parasite infections. So, you know, when those come high, when the eosinophils is high, you have to scratch your head and say, okay, you know, this is either allergies or you have parasites, and parasites can cause allergies or sensitivities to your environment. So either way, you got to really look at it. But,
rare. That's rare because when I look back, I was military. My dad was military. We got to take our medical records when my dad retired. So I have my medical records from the day I was born. And when I look back at my EOS, it's always been high. Oh. So of course my genetics, I'm digging, right? Like my mom probably gave me mold. I know she gave me CMV and EBV, but when I look back and no one, and I even asked a few times, like, why is this level high? When I researched it, it was like fungus, the body's fighting something, parasites. And I'm like, well, why am I not being tested for this? And throughout my whole time of being chronically ill since I was like basically born, no one could ever come out and say, oh, Kim, it's because let's test you for parasites. Let's test you for mold. Let's see if this could be activated by something. No doctor, not a single one. I figured it out on my own, which is sad because it should be the first indication. And if you do believe someone has parasites, you should test them over the full moon and test them for the EOS. Mm-hmm. And if it's really high and then you go and test them again a few weeks later and it's not as high, they have parasites like black and white right there in your blood, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We love sovereign medicine around here. So we love this because this, you know, of course you have to advocate for yourself and go ahead and just test, you know, go in and ask your doctor to run a CBC so that you can check for eosinophils and do a stool test. And especially like you were saying, if you have low iron, for example, how many doctors, when they see that you have anemia, even have it on their radar that you might have a parasite infection? None. Mm-hmm. It's pretty rare.
Mm-hmm. Very rare. And there's something behind hookworms and a lot of people don't know. They actually said that people in the South are slower because of how bad hookworms are down in the South.
Wow.
So they would walk around barefoot and then they'd say that the Southern people are slow. Ooh. And it's because the hookworms are eating their brain, basically.
So it's
I'm so excited to hear about your guys' cleanse. Did you guys see that Robert Kennedy Jr. also had a tapeworm in his brain?
You know what? Oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So did his dad. So did his dad. Like, it's a thing.
Well, you were saying, like, what is it? 3 out of 5 people have it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely one of the three. I'm sure.
Yeah, you have a tapeworm.
Yeah, I got to work on that. I don't know. Well, I guess I'll start first. For me, I just had hella Herx reaction. So I didn't see anything come out, but I was standing in the, at the mechanic shop and I know because I had texted Janelle, I was like, oh my God, something has happened to my body. I was standing in line and I got so dizzy. I lost my balance. I looked like I had like way too much to drink. And then all of a sudden all my nerves started vibrating and humming like a weird neuropathy. And I had a really bad headache and I was zinging. I'll just tell you, I was zinging and I had a complete loss of coordination. And so I texted Janelle and she's like, you need to get the binder. So I scoot her home and I take the binder. I was a hot mess. Oh my God. But anyway, so I completed it. I didn't see anything come out, but I think I pissed them off pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, just from everything you're telling me, I can tell you, you had, okay, how do I want to say all these
just
things?
Just go for
all,
it. Yeah.
All there in my mind. So, you know, they tested 100% of the patients that have cadaver, 100% of MS patients cadavers, and they came back positive for tapeworm, oof, right? Damn. Did you know that?
I feel like I did hear that. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, basically, what you did, in my opinion, is that they're jolting you because that is the frequency of the tapeworm, is what you were experiencing. So as you were killing them off, they can lay up to 1 million eggs a day.
Damn.
So they were in probably your spine because that's where they're finding them.
Wow.
And so you were zinging and that was their frequency. You were going against their frequency. Your body was with the herbs, especially hawthorn. Hawthorn, they hate it. That's their frequency and they don't like it.
Mm, kryptonite to them, huh?
Wow. Yeah. And it's the one that's like the heart opener.
And that's my favorite herb, ironically.
Yeah. It's like the, oh, wow.
And you know that when bears have tapeworms, because bears have tapeworms, like it's just, they have them. They eat the salmon. They do all of the things that we do, but and we don't have tapeworm, right? Ha ha. But then they go and eat the hawthorn berry. Like that's their, their dewormer. They know that they need to go and get the hawthorn berry. And so they deworm themselves naturally because they eat the salmon and they eat the bad things. And so people that do eat bear actually probably have tapeworms.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, honestly, so I was in the Peace Corps and, you know, and I lived in Ecuador as well. So I've lived out of country, developing countries. And anytime I've ever given a stool sample, because I was just super really curious if anything was going on, I had my stomach wasn't feeling good. It always came back negative. Everyone gaslit me. You're fine. You don't have a worm, whatever. So, you know, I remember looking in the mirror and going, something is wrong. Why? Mm-hmm. Because my face was gaunt.
Like, we talked about that when you were doing my lymphatic massage.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm like, I don't have cancer. I don't believe in that for me energetically, but I just, I can see that something is taking my nutrients, frankly. So
black circles under the eyes, huge indication you have a tapeworm.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, what your recommendation when someone does your cleanse, how far apart do they need to wait to do it a second time?
7 days.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to order another kit because I know I woke up some people down.
Oh, yeah. And once you start, it's like you just shouldn't stop. You should just do the 30 days, wait 7 days between. And that's just to help build that cycle back up because as you were doing the adult killing, you know, now you're going to have eggs, babies, larvae. Yeah. So the 7 days kind of helps cycle that through. And then you can do back to backs the rest of your life if you want. We call them back to backs because everyone knows you have to do that 7 days between.
Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, gosh. Yeah. Thank you. Janelle had some experience that she would like to share.
I had
too.
Some events.
She had an external event. Mine was internal.
Oh yeah. So I want to say just my background. I love detox and I have a kind of an east-west approach. I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner as well. I mean, like I'm not a Ayurvedic doctor, but I practice for myself mm-hmm. and my life. And so in that tradition, just like in Mexico, it's not like I detox when I have symptoms. It's like, no, you detox in the spring and the fall. Like, it's just a matter of course. That's spring just cleaning. What you do. Yeah, exactly. It happens. So, it was a beautiful correspondence when you were kind enough to send that kit that I was, actually leading, the tail end of a yoga teacher training. And we were doing a little basic Ayurvedic and, training also. And I was on a cleanse. I have done metal detox for about 7 years daily. I do parsley, cilantro, chlorella, and wild organic blueberries in a smoothie. I take Biosil, which helps dump aluminum. Metal has been on my radar for a long time. I've only done one kind of like a what I would say is like an ill bacteria clearing a few years ago, and I just remember my brain was upgraded. It was amazing. So I was really excited to actually bring in this deeper level of the parasite cleanse. So I was going along with it. I was giving myself coffee enemas a couple times a week. I was taking your binder. I already take a lot. I love Ceylon cinnamon. It's kind of part of my daily life anyway. And I would take your binder in the middle of the night because that's when I would get that buzzing feeling that Jeanette described, when I'd wake up and I'd be like, okay. And I would have it with a glass of water next to my bed. I would take it. I'd feel everything calm down. I'd go back to sleep. So that was my binding time was then. I would say almost 3 weeks in, and it was the Scorpio full moon. Hell yeah. Same another metal more. Soundtrack. And I was also bleeding. So, I mean, but I just remember I woke up and I had this big bowel movement and there was like worms wrapped around my poop. And I did not I did not take a picture because it was also very bloody and it was just the apocalypse in there. And I was like, oh, just, I know that I saw it. I was just like, wow. And I was so excited. I thought, is there going to be more of this? I didn't really see much more of that. I did the fulvic foot soak, which I know we kind of cut you short before you talked mm-hmm. about that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Love it. I did not see anything come out of my feet, but I felt the tingling and I was just trusting that that was happening. I'm like, okay, this is amazing. I went on tour with my kirtan band, early in May. And when I came back, and while I was there, I should say, I did a little bit of a detox. I did like a liver detox. I took a little cleanse kit with me because, kirtan is a yogic, singing tradition. And this group, I was like, I'm going to do some real clean living here on the road. So I might as well just do a detox while I'm doing that as well. When I got back, I had a little bit of the ends of your bottles left. And so I resumed. Mm-hmm. And it was the day after I had started again that I then saw more. I had like this black bile bacteria, sulfurous but diarrhea. And then I saw floaters and I was like, okay, here we go. I experienced, the binders really helped me. I had quite a bit of diarrhea during the thing and I trusted it was fine. I was hydrating. I wasn't too worried about it. I know that's kind of part of your body is just dumping things out. It's, the inflammation can create a little bit of that, stuff. So I wasn't too concerned, but, I just love that it was on the full moon that I actually saw the critters. And I wanted you to talk about the full moon because that's also the mental health piece. I used to run a homeless women's shelter for 6 years overnight. And you better believe that I believed in the full moon. Those were some nutty nights. Yes. Me and the ER people and the cops.
I love your experience in Terrify. I love that.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Wow. Thanks again. What a great ride you gave me the keys to there.
And you know what I love the most about all of it is your intuition, like your self-trust becomes so much stronger when you deworm. It's mm-hmm. just not really something that I do talk a lot about. I probably should start talking more about it, but like I have the best intuition now. I trust myself mm-hmm. way more than I ever did before. I used to have like a negative trust for myself. I'd be like, oh, I know I can do that wrong, But now I have this feeling that like, I know that, this is the way it's supposed to be. And when mm-hmm. I just think that that really came more with the parasite cleansing. Mm. Oh my God. I love your journey. I love your journey. So fun. The fulvic. So I had I did fulvic for the first time on camera, and I had multiple worms come out of my feet and swam in the water.
Whew.
Yeah. On camera. Like, I literally did a video where I was like, I'm not seeing anything. Why is everybody seeing something? Now I understand when you guys say you never saw anything. And then seconds later, I'm like, literally one is swimming backstrokes, basically. And it's like this long, it's a thread worm, honestly, which in my opinion, pinworms come from the butt. Thread worms stay in your body, even though they're the same. It's kind of like a variation of a pinworm. Mm. That's how I define what a thread worm is. Anyway, it came out of my foot. It swam around in the water, literally like Jeez. Multiple things. I got two marks on the bottom of my feet that'll never go away from where one big one came out and one small one came out.
Okay. And just what do you do? Like, cause I know people are probably listening going, I would freak out. I'm not doing this. Right. Like
others are like, hell yeah.
I know. Right. How do you manage that? You're just, you know, cause you told me to do, you know, we joked about this, like getting the tub of milk and just wait an hour in the bath of milk and the tapeworm
That's
will
the
come
Amish
out.
Way.
I have this like horrible vision of just like pulling it out like a cowboy, you know, like how do you manage your emotions around that moment where you have worms coming out of your feet? Is it exhilarating and, you know, like you've won the rodeo or what?
You're an exorcist. I feel like it's like so amazing.
That is kind of what it is, right? Because, you know, anything can be a parasite if it's living off you.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I loved it. I was like, first and foremost, content, right? Like,
right. You're like, this is the goods. Yeah, this is the goods. Yeah.
Gives new meaning.
Like,
to clickbait.
I would never believe it if I hadn't seen it. I would never believe me. And I'm so thankful that I have it on video.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Seeing is believing.
Experiencing is believing.
Yeah. It is one thing when you're looking in the toilet and you flush flukes and stuff. And like, that's one thing. But when it's swimming and you can show it on social media, because you can't show worms. Like, I got myself in a lot of trouble showing worms on TikTok. I would do every Fridays, I would do a giveaway. And then in the afternoon, I would show everybody's worms that were sent to me. Wow. And now I have all of their worms in a 650 page ebook for free.
Oh, that's in our show notes. Oh, boom. Yeah. Just like that.
Uh-huh. But excellent. Keep it in the bathroom for reading material.
Maybe we can make a coffee book of all of the parasites that Mrs. Rogers Hood, the worm queen, collected over the last 3 years.
So when my tapeworm comes out, I'll take a photo for you.
Yes, it could be the centerfold.
Ooh, I always wanted to be a sexy Playboy model.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Centerfold, yes. Okay.
Right. Yeah, man.
And could we loop back to the full moon?
Yeah, the full moon. I love talking about the full moon. So, of course, you know, that I dedicated my life to all of this. So I've definitely found every type of folklore, every religion, every country that does this. So the French stated that schistomycin, which is a huge snail parasite that you catch from fresh water, and they eat snails, so you get them just from eating them as well. They say that 3 days prior to the full moon is when they start to dislodge themselves from your muscle and your tissue and your blood to form in different parts of your body to continue their family. And so 3 days prior to the full moon, as they're dislodging themselves, they're doing that while eating your serotonin. So they literally are feeding off of your serotonin to move and be happy throughout your body to build more communities inside of your body. And then they say over the full moon specifically, because that's when your serotonin is the highest. And that is when you feel the craziest, because you don't have that hormonal level anymore, mm-hmm. that chemical that is telling you to be happy. And that's why people go crazy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. The lunacy.
Yeah.
And then the serotonin is also appetite control. That's part of its thing. And so they're like, oh, perfect. You're just going to pig out and feed us.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what we do. Like, I know everyone goes, oh, the full moon. Listen, in the ER, I worked in the ER and I worked in the urgent care. And we all hated working over the full moon because people were just cray cray. Mm-hmm. And we would all joke around, oh, it's probably because they have worms. No, it's because they have worms. Like, and now I live in Seattle over the Blade. So I live on Third. I live on Second, but my apartment faces Third. So I can look down at Pine and Third. And you guys know that's like one of the craziest places to live in Seattle.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you for a fact, 100%, no questions asked, it is the most wild over a full moon.
Oh, yeah.
And I can see them wild down there. Like, oh, you're like, oh my God, they're so full of worms.
Totally. I'll tell you, those ladies would be ranting and written. Nobody, people wouldn't sleep. I'd be up all night. That was when I'd have to break up like fights and knife fights. And mm-hmm. I mean, craziness. And you know, where we get our donations from Macrina Bakery and Starbucks, God bless them, but they'd send all the pastries and I'm like, oh man,
oh, you just, here yeah, feeding the beast.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they know each other's frequency. That's what's right. Wild. And literally I talk about that a few years now. I've been talking about it. They know each other's frequency. So if one set of parasites hates the other parasite and you come in contact with the person that has that parasite in their body, that's why the fighting happens, because they literally know their own frequencies.
Oh,
they do. It's alive. Like, it's a frequency inside of your body. It's so sci-fi. Oh, and I always like to say, listen, I come from Western medicine. Things were black and white in my mind. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh,
this,
my gosh.
If I hadn't seen some of these things come out of me, I would think that I was crazy and right. I'd tell my husband to lock me up.
Mm-hmm. God, this just explains what, like, politics and like...
Yes.
It's like the whole macro is all coming into focus.
I mean, it's wild. So like we're 3 days before the full moon, the 23rd is the full moon. Mm. So if you start to feel movement, if you start to have outbreaks, and that really was a big thing for me when I was starting to go into my healthcare journey of finding out what was wrong with me, was because I was having flare-ups for 7 days a month and I started writing them down. I would literally go to my calendar and every single month was full moon. Every single month. And now I know it's because I had Lyme, which is a parasite. I had EBV, which is a virus that feeds with the worms. I had crypto. I had roundworm. I had pinworm. Everything was flaring in me in those 7 days. My face would break out. I would be so big. I looked like I was having twins. Like, it was all of the things started to make sense to me when it came to my journey that, oh, maybe that's what's going on. So when that chick on TikTok said, I almost off myself over worms, I can't hardly believe it. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. You are gold, girl. Like,
yeah. And this all keeps coming back into my heart. I have to say, you are just doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you are doing God's work, my dear.
Well, it's just wild.
Well, it makes me think about how we talk about women being hysterical because of their menses and their hormone cycles, but it's always paired with the full moon. And so now you have to go, why are we bad mouthing the hormones? This is like probably a parasite situation, right?
Well, hookworm. So when right before I had my hysterectomy, when I was 29 years old, I don't have children and I'm one of those people that I didn't really want kids. So the way it all lined up, it worked out for me. So I'm not sad about it. I also, there's no way I can have kids and have done this. So I know why I'm here. Like, I know why I'm on this planet. I know that this is my purpose and I'm serving my purpose and I'm breaking chain. Like, I'm breaking those links in my family. Like, I know what I'm doing. So when I look back at my endometriosis state of world, and I remember having a period for 3 straight months, and not just a little blood, clots. And I would look down at that and go, God, that just looks like a worm. Mm-hmm. That looks like a parasite to me. Like, it was thicker and that's just blood clots. But was it really blood clots? Was it? Like, or was I bleeding so heavily for so many months in a row because the hookworm cycle? Like, is that what it was? You know what I mean? Like, I'll never know.
Yeah.
But anything would trigger me starting to bleed. If I wiped wrong, I would bleed, you know? So it was like, what was really causing all of that? And in the back of my mind, and I really haven't shared this much with a lot of people, when I would look at my videos from my surgeries and I would look at my pictures from my surgeries, I instantly go, that just looks weird, like pinwormy. That looks oblique. You know, like the way they look when you light them up with your camera.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hindsight, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. For sure.
Hey,
for
so we live in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I know I love salmon. I bake it at 350 and I make sure it's all the way done. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. And I actually interviewed the fishermen down at the pike. Mm-hmm. And they all looked at me like, you're crazy. All fish has worms. Because I said, okay, so tell me about which fish have the most worms. And they're like, well, all fish have worms. But depending on the cut, you want to make sure it's not near the belly. The belly is where the worms are the most.
Belly. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Bottom feeders are the biggest parasites, full of parasites.
Oh, yeah.
It's like cod, halibut, salmon, depending on where you get your salmon. So a lot of like fresh caught salmon that's out further has less parasites in it.
Okay.
But depending on the cut of the meat of the fish, that's where really like, that's why they say a bad cut. Is because it's closer to the belly. And when I went down and interviewed them, I was like, hey, my name's Kim. I'm the worm queen on TikTok. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have a question too. Like, I kind of have, I tell people generally, like, get your dog out of your bed. Like, don't sleep with your dog.
Oh my God. 100% of people that have dogs.
Well,
have
and parents. Obviously your cat too, right?
Yeah. Cats, dogs, any animal, horses, goats, cows, like they all deworm. Why aren't we deworming? We deworm our animals. We make sure our animals don't have worms, but we can catch their worms in seconds because we're picking up their stool. And I mean, we all do our best to wash our hands, but they're so microscopic, you can't always see them. And so you should deworm your dog at least 3 to 4 times a year as well, because they're out there licking the pond water. And, you know, like, I mean, lakes have parasites in them. Like, it's just, it's normal. It's just not normal to Western medicine countries. It's normal to everyone else though. We like to cruise. It's like one of our favorite things to do. And whenever we cruise, last year we went on like 5. So every time I would get on one, I'd always look at the person's name and where they're from. And Jamaica, I always talk to the Jamaicans because they do a dewormer from an herb called the bush every month. And you're actually criticized if you don't deworm, not just deworm yourself, but deworm all of the animals around you as well. Mm. This is so normal. It's just not normal to us.
Totally.
That's, I mean, and that's why we wanted to have you on, because we need to get this information out to people. So outside of food, I know that you had a bout of infection because of your own drinking water. Is there a way or a filter that people could get to filter their, not just their drinking water, but also their shower water, right?
Yeah.
Like even the bathtub.
I wasn't drinking the water. Just so everybody knows, I did not drink the bad water. I was brushing my teeth with it. I was showering with it. I put my retainer in it, the dishwasher, the wash machine. So I did not drink our bad water.
Mm.
I've never drank water that hasn't from the tap. Like, I've always been this way. I think when I was like 13 is when I started filtering my water. When I was 13, I never drank. But I just didn't think, oh, brushing my teeth and putting my retainers in. And I had a worm in my eye because I would wash my hands and put my contacts in. So it just overall, like, we just don't realize that every 15 minutes that you're in swimming or in a lake, showering, in a bath, you're absorbing 1 gallon of water every 15 minutes. And everything in that water, you're absorbing it. So when you're water has microscopic parasites in it, you're absorbing that.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, your pores, just your feet have like 125,000 pores on each foot. Like, you're absorbing everything. That's how they get in when you're walking in the dirt and stuff. So my recommendation, and because we live in Seattle, I've tested the water here. I will never touch this water without a filter. Anywhere in Washington, especially Washington. I don't know why the state, it's so bad, but, and they don't care. I mean, I've talked with the state of Washington about the state of the water that we have here. They don't care. Anyway, you need to have a 5-micron filter or smaller. Nematodes, which is not tested, are 40 micron. So anything less than that is going to help keep them out of your water. Mm-hmm. So what I have here in Seattle is I have a 1 micron filter. No, I have a 5 micron filter and then a 1 micron filter attached to that filter. And then it has add back. So all of the minerals that the 1 micron is stripping needs to be added back. If not, your hair gets dry. Mm-hmm. My hair falls out. Mm-hmm. So I have 2 different filters, and then the 1 micron with the minerals added back in it doesn't have to be changed as much as the 5 micron. And let me tell you how gross the water is. It literally looks like a baby's poopy diaper. Oof. It's disgusting. I've shown it multiple times.
I've seen that.
I'm still alive.
Yes. I know. You have me thinking because I have a chlorine filter. I'm like, man, I got to level up.
So go ahead.
You have to use a filter, not just like a remover. Like it has, because it can make its way through any of those additional filters that you're trying to remove chlorine, and chlorine's its own micron size. So I don't even think about the chlorine anymore because I'm removing everything from the water.
Right. Yes.
So my question, I steam distill. I have a distiller and then I just add minerals back in. Just steam distilling. How does that?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We have our business has a pharmaceutical grade distilling machine, and it does the same thing.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
We take this, like we have multiple different filter systems on our well that gives us our water for our products. And so even wells are actually not great either. Mm-hmm. When I worked in the ER, people would come in with abdominal issues. The first thing we'd ask them is, do you have a well? Mm-hmm. Because we know that wells harbor parasites and worms. Mm. But I never like put that 2 and 2 together for myself. Mm. Anyway, so it's important that you distill the water and you put the add back in there too. But then what are you using to brush your teeth and wash your face and shower? Right.
Yeah.
Good
question. So can we talk about some contras for people who want to do this cleanse, who should not be doing this at this moment?
No blood thinners, no chemo meds, not pregnant, not breastfeeding, and under the age of 3. We picked under the age of 3 because we went with the most strict herb, which is wormwood. So we just... kids, it's difficult to cleanse them, we know, but like, you know, do your best. And if you're going to give it to under the age of 3, we just tell you no, but you do what's best for you because you can eat all of the herbs that are in our kit.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And also, I think you have a recipe for cleaning maybe fruits and veggies, because that's a really important thing to do as well. And maybe we can get that and put that in our show notes.
Yeah. And don't use your water. Like that's what I was doing. I was doing all of these things to help myself. And then I was using my worm water to soak my produce.
Mm-hmm. Your worm water. Don't use the worm water.
Don't use the worm water.
So I'm going to test my memory because I've listened to a bunch of your podcasts. Okay. So this is my memory. Celtic sea salt, vinegar, lime juice. Oh, that's all I can remember. This is the
distiller
veggie
filtered water.
Yeah, it's distiller filtered water. Okay, cool. All right, that was the veggie wash that you,
And then you should, so we do that and then we rinse it and then we use the Therasage bubbler.
That's the ozone.
Ozone. Yes, it's the best. Our fruits and vegetables, literally I have blueberries that have been chilling in my fridge for 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because it just removes that bacteria and pesticide right off of them.
Wow.
It's so yummy. Like the fruit tastes different. Your produce tastes different. It lasts longer. It looks pretty again. Like you get this, especially grapes, right? You get the grapes and you soak them and they kind of look sad when you're starting to soak them. And by the end of the soak, after 30 minutes of really trying to take care of yourself by cleaning your produce, they look all happy. And they're like, hey, you got all the crap off of me. Thank you.
Well, this definitely gets me thinking on things, services that you get outside of your home, like colonics and, you know, even just going to the dentist and they're putting water in your mouth. It's like, that's why I'm saying you're never going to be able to avoid it completely. And that's why this quarterly cleanse is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just cleanse. Yeah. And I say cleanse because not everyone wants to hear that sexy word deworm.
Right.
So it sounds way better when you're like, just cleanse. I feel like the best thing to do is when you eat something questionably, you cleanse. If I'm in contact with water that hasn't been filtered, I'm going to cleanse that day because I'm making my body so inhospitable that they're like, I am not staying in this chick. I don't want to take hold of her. I don't want to eat her food. Like, I don't want to be there. I just want to leave. And so literally then you could, I'm not saying do this, but if you make your body so inhospitable that you eat a worm, it's just going to go right on out. It's just going to fly out and you're not even going to know it.
And this is why we do not have to be in fear, because I think that this kind of thing can create paranoia, a fear-based response. And like, no, we have the knowledge. We create an inhospitable environment because with smart strategies, and then we do not have to be in fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. We don't need to live in fear. And that's why sometimes I'll say in my videos, I'm not trying to fearmonger, because I'm literally not. Like, if you want me to fearmonger, oh, I've got a lot of things that are going to make people fearful. And it's not, you should just cleanse. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen things now over the last 3 years that I'm like, oh my gosh. And so I've tried to turn those into positive things where people can understand more.
Yeah. It's parify, not paranoia.
Yeah. And purify is just parasite purify. Like, nice. I'm literally just trying to have you purify your body of parasites so that you can continue to live a productive life and feel better about who you are as a human, because we're all here having a human experience, and we're all, our body doesn't want to be in pain. It doesn't want to be chronically ill. And I know what it's like because I've been chronically ill my whole life. My mom took prednisone while she was pregnant with me. My mom had sarcoid. I'm pretty sure she passed Lyme to me and parasites and mold. And so I really feel like I did not have a fighting chance at the beginning of my life. And so I was chronically ill, and I don't want to be that way anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to be healed. I want to feel better. And I am, like, I am the healthiest version I've ever been in my whole life. And it's because I pay attention now. When something's moving, that's not normal. Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is empowering. And again, you know, it puts the healing and the responsibility into the hands of each person, which is where the medicine needs to be in that sovereignty. So we are just loving this product, clearly. And then we're going to have another chat once I do round two of your kit. So
Yes. I'm excited for you guys. I'll text you and I'll get your guys' information. I'll send you guys each another kit so you guys can do it again.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
well, thank you. Really, yeah. And we'll get all of your information put in the show notes so people know how to find you, because we know that you're everywhere. And so, yeah, it's been such a amazing, intriguing conversation. And we love the work you're doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Take care. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hope this conversation has empowered you. Remember, you are unique and you are a miracle. Your body doesn't make mistakes. It responds perfectly to an imperfect environment. Until next time, go get that life.